Please join us in a moment of silence in memory of Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, and the other victims of today's tragedy.
That was at the Amway last night.
Thank you.
Kobe Bryant dead at the age of 41. Shock to just about everyone, even people who are not basketball fans. He was supposedly a great guy. I didn't know him, but...
I remember liking him after, way back in the day, after the cheating scandal, and he came back from that, and he admitted it with such honor, if I could say that, and I just always thought he was a good dude.
Now, some things about it, I mean, there was 9 people killed, not just Kobe. It was Kobe and his daughter, Gianna.
9 years old.
But there's a basketball coach.
Yeah, so it was the baseball coach named John Altobelli, his wife and his daughter. His daughter was on a basketball team with Gianna, and then it was also the girls' basketball coach. Her name was Christina. She was the assistant girls' basketball coach, at Harbor Day School. They were on there, and then there's a few others that they're not releasing the names yet, I'm guessing because the families haven't been notified.
Now, Rick, you're an aviation guy. Is that too many people on the helicopter?
Don't know. I never get in helicopters because of what happened here in Orlando like a billion years ago. I just won't fly in them.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, no. It's just the same, I don't like them. They don't, like a plane, the engine goes out, you got a good chance. I mean, yeah. you got 2 miles if you're up high enough to find an airport, even with no engine. On a helicopter, it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
This helicopter hit the ground at 184 miles per hour. Whoa. Do you realize how fast that is?
And it was his helicopter. He had been flying and traveling by helicopter constantly. This was a route he took time and time again. It's not like this was one... Oh, I'm going to decide to take a helicopter, and then this happened constantly. This was his helicopter.
Yep, and the weather was bad. I mean, there's no visibility. The helicopter took off. It was 40 minutes in the air before, I guess they're saying that some guy there in Malibu and Calabasas heard some sputtering. They always say that, though. We really won't know that could have been a bird strike, could have been a drone, could have been... It's probably just bad weather and a pilot that made a couple of errors, or maybe there was a mechanical problem.
Yeah.
But dude, 184 miles an hour into the side of a mountain.
And other than basketball, I don't know if you know this, he won an Oscar for the short film Dear Basketball? He won an Oscar, he was a children's book author, Olympic gold medalist.
I didn't know that.
Did a lot.
An Oscar, wow. Well, here's the tribute. Last night you should hear the phone calls. When you're in radio or even TV, you're like, what do we do? Do we stop all the funny? Because
it's hard when a situation like that happens. You don't know where to go.
So I thought for the update, the best thing we could do is put a really cool tribute together. This is pretty much all the people that were closest to him. Kobe Bryant dead at the age of 41.
Breaking news in this Sunday afternoon. 5-time NBA champion, former league MVP Kobe Bryant died earlier this afternoon in Los Angeles in a helicopter crash. News.
Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams of becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
My name is Kobe Bryant. I'm 17 years old. I heard the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
I love playing basketball. It's nothing like it. This is the ball when it bounces, the sound that it makes. When you shoot the ball and it goes right through the net. The competition, the camaraderie, the fans. We just go on and on and on.
But what he come to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one.
I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And, to be standing here at center court with you guys, my teammates behind me, and appreciating all this, the journey that we've been on. We've been through our ups and been through our downs. And I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout.
I'm very blessed to be able to say that I just don't want to play anymore. It's not like my body forced me out.
Right.
I don't want to do it anymore. I'm ready to move on.
And we realize that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you. How it carries forward to the next generation.
When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I was growing up through the ranks. When Kobe came into the league, he was, it wasn't a dream of mine to come straight, from high school at that point in time to the NBA. But I was like, wow, a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid being able to make that leap, that's pretty damn cool. I wrote on my shoes tonight. I think I put Mamba for life. 824 KB, because it's really that mutual.
You know, Kobe is the greatest Laker ever. It's astonishing and amazing. You know, we had a run there where we were the most enigmatic, controversial, most dominant 1-2 punch ever created, and we won three. We enjoy it. It'll never be another 1-2 punch, small to big. Had great times playing, and love Kobe.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar reacting to the news of Kobe Bryant's death.
It's very difficult for me to put in words how I feel about the loss of Kobe Bryant. He was one of the first ones to leave high school and come to the NBA and do so well, dominating the game and becoming one of the best scorers that the Los Angeles Lakers has ever seen. Kobe, my thoughts are with you. Absolutely. Rest in peace, young man. This loss is, it's just hard to comprehend. Go with God.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
Rick Stacy.